Next section of the of Shmini talks about one of the great tragedies among the many great tragedies that have befallen our people. It says, that after the fire came down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Nadav Aviu wanted to respond, as it says, with love to God's love, and they brought a sacrifice that they weren't commanded. Now, just exactly what happened is not clear. It seems that they brought Ketores, and they brought the Ketores using fire from a fire in the camp rather than from the Mizbeach. Again, there are many different opinions why this happened. Number one, they shouldn't have done it at all. Number two, they brought the fire from outside the camp, outside the Mizbeach. Number three, they were Shtuya Yoin. They were perhaps had imbibed before this. Number four, they did the avodas of the Kohen Gadol without wearing the Kohen Gadol's garments. And it goes up, the different things it said includes that they were following Moshe and Aaron. They said, one of these two old guys is going to die and we're going to take over. That's one whole set of negative things they did. Others say no, they did absolutely nothing wrong, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted human sacrifice, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew this, and Moshe Rabbeinu, when he transmitted it to Aaron, he said, "Oh, be your bach, I thought it was me or you that God was going to ask to pass away, but now I see that they are holier than we are." And as a result, Vayidom Aaron, Aaron was silent, and that was it. But the point is, after they were killed, we don't know. In other words, there's certain things we just don't understand. You could look at it from one perspective, you look at it from another perspective. In other words, why is it that in the midst of our joy there has to be tragedy? And it says actually they were supposed to pass away when the Aseres HaDibros were given. But God didn't want to upset the giving of the Aseres HaDibros with their deaths. So what, the dedication of the Mishkan was a lesser thing? I guess it was. But the fact of the matter is there are things that we can't explain. Why didn't we sing when we left Mitzrayim? Why did we wait till the Yaz Yashir? Why did we sell our brother Yosef? There are just certain things. Why people don't do the right thing. There are certain things we don't understand, but as they have consequences. And in this case, Nadav and Aviu, perhaps the greatest among the people of Israel, had to forfeit their lives because they did something that they weren't commanded to do, that they didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the manner that he was supposed to. And I guess that is an answer for so many of the things that go wrong in our lives. We just don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we're supposed to. If we would only listen to him, if we would only serve him, then and when we're supposed to serve him, then who knows, our personal destiny and the destiny of Klal Yisrael will be different. So we mourn for the deaths of Nadav Aviu and Parsha Shmini after Pesach and this period of sadness. And we hope and pray that Kodesh Baruch Hu redeems us quickly, so this period of sadness and darkness end, and it is replaced with a period of goodness and light.